Hey everybody, and welcome to another episode of Birds on a Blue Note. I'm joined by my fellow captain RJ today, and we are going to be recapping this past Detroit series.
All right,
Now,
let's go.
we're going to start off with game one. Real quick preface, that game did get postponed really early on in the day for a rain out, so we did have a double header to start. So they did flip the order in the rotation that they were going to be going with. So we actually ended up having Gibby go in that first game, and he was going up against Flaherty, our, well, at least some of our fans, old pals, others. Very
Yes,
divided on his wonderful
very
mouth.
divisive pitcher for us.
He is, and he became even more divisive as this game went on, as he set an AL record for most strikeouts to start a game. Now, to Gibby's credit, he was out there pretty much matching Flaherty throughout the game with 9 Ks himself, only one earned run on the game. Going through seven, while Flaherty only made it through 6.2, so actually outlasted the guy, and it was a pitching duel to say the least. Libby came in, actually got the win, while Helsey got the save and did so off of Burley in the top of the ninth, coming through.
Yep.
Man, that guy has had some of the unluckiest luck with his BABIP, and it's good to see him getting these hits. Tied up the score in the ninth when all hope thought was lost, and then our third catcher on the roster.
The one that we didn't think we needed.
We specifically said we didn't need him anymore, but he belted that ball out to center. I thought he might even go for a second, but
410 foot out.
it was close. He got the run in, which is all that matters. He didn't strike out with runners in scoring position. He made contact, put the ball in play, and got us up 2-1 off. Thank you, Shelby, for that. We appreciate it, man. And
Yep.
yeah, I'm gonna
Sleeper
kick
agent.
over to you the one solid, positive game that we had in the series before we
Man,
dive
I
into
wouldn't
the
even
dumb
call it
stuff.
too positive, to be totally honest. I mean, Flaherty just took our lunch money the whole game. 14 strikeouts and not even 7 innings. That's insane. Gotta put the bat to the ball, like to score, you had to make contact. So, and that's why we ended up winning in the ninth, is Shelby Miller gave up the contact, and he gave up hard contact, specifically to Bogus and Burleson, as you mentioned. And I've been like a Burley lover for a while, and even when he wasn't getting the results, it's like the BABIP gods, have put a hex on him. But eventually, you consistently hit the ball hard almost every at bat, you're gonna start getting results. Like, it's gonna happen. And that's what we're seeing now with Burleson. And before we get into like game two and three, he's been doing that pretty consistently well. Like, it's his past like 10 games or so, he's hitting close to 350. I mean, he's been our best hitter for the past couple weeks, and you love to see it too, because the guy puts in the work, and this is a former top 100 prospect. This isn't some like afterthought player that we just brought up to fill a roster spot. He came up as a good hitter, projected as a really good hitter. He's got elite bat to ball skills, and he hits the ball hard everywhere. So yeah, you'd like to see that success. And I also want to like talk a little bit about Libertor. He got that really tough luck loss against the Mets a few days ago. He pitched 3 innings and then gave up the two strike, two out hit to Bader, and then the walk off right after.
Right at the end
It
of his
sucks.
3-0
Like,
game.
but you like to see him come out here in the eighth, and he shoved and he looked really good. He's carving himself a nice spot in the bullpen as like a lefty specialist, and his curveball is legit. And it's one of the better looking ones I've seen from a Cardinal pitcher since Wainwright in his heyday. And of course, you got to mention Helsley, another save. He's pitched in every one we have still. But yeah, you like to see the fight back in the ninth. You hope for more contact in the first 8 innings. But winning the game is what's most important. And they did that, and they pulled it off. So, like this last season's team, you don't feel good at all going to the ninth. It's probably a loss. So, you like to see a little bit of that fight still, even when the game feels lost.
I mean, The thing is sometimes when a pitcher is on it, we know when Flaherty is on, he has Cy Young potential. Like the people can clamor all they want, but like the anybody that says it was a question of his talent is just fucking lying to themselves. He was always a good pitcher. He just couldn't stay healthy, and then for the other half of the fan base, he alienated them with his mouth and whatnot. And it is what it is. He was on that game, we were helping him obviously by chasing, but when a pitcher is on like that, sometimes you just need to do what you can to get them out of the game. And like the fact that we were able to get him to over 90 pitches, even though he had that many strikeouts, we were working counts, we were making him throw pitches because again, he didn't get through a full seven and whatnot. He was effective during his full seven. During his seven, but again, we were able to knock him out, and that's
And he
when we
got
started
consistent.
getting to their bullpen and whatnot. And they don't have as good of a bullpen
No,
as
well, they do have two or three guys that are pretty good.
they do.
But like top to bottom, yeah, it's not as good.
You can get to their bullpen if their guys are on. And yeah, it is what it is, but we at least took that first game of that doubleheader, which we
Thank God
needed
it did,
because
right?
we knew who was coming up in game two for us, and we knew there was a very solid chance that it could get messy real quickly. And boy, howdy did it. Matt's on the mound for us.
No, God! No, God, please, no! 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 No!
And yeah, I mean,
Hey man,
bottom of
you're a
the
starter and you give your team less than 4 innings, you're not giving your team a fair shot to win the game. I mean, even if you have like a lights out lockdown bullpen, you're relying too much on them at that point, and it's not fair. Like, especially since we used Helsley in game one, and we used Libertor's, like I would say is probably our, at this point, he may be our fourth most reliable reliever after our three-headed monster there. Because
yeah.
Gio's kind of fallen off a little bit. Robertson's got some good stuff going for him, but Libby's been pretty impressive, like the last few times he's been out. But yeah, three in the third innings, 4 runs, 7 hits, and then we brought up our 26th man for the double header, Lehigh. If you watched our last video, yeah, he's not really a major league pitcher, so he just kind of put him in a bad spot. So he, of course, he gave up 2 more runs, and then from there just kind of spiraled. Fernandez gave up a run. Gallegos couldn't get an out before he gave 4 runs. There were a couple pauses on the offense, so I'll let you talk about that since I've been kind of on this negative spiral about how the bullpen,
Well,
like.
I mean, real quickly before that, like the thing that frustrates me with this game is like obviously hindsight's 2020, but like Mats did not put the pen in a great position. The offense battles back and bails out Mats so he doesn't get credited with the loss at all. Like that is the biggest nuisance to me. That L should be stuck to Mats's name, and instead it goes to this guy who gets called up and just thrown into a
Pitching
fucking
is
awful situation, and he ends up with the loss because the offense battles back and gets
right.
some runs. It's just,
Burleson again, right? Like he hit that 3-run home run, gave us the lead. He crushed Oppo too. He hit Oppo. Like he's got legit power. And then he pulls us within one again, I think in like the 6th or 7th with the RBI single and that. And then of course Gallegos comes in and just puts the game out of hand. But yeah, Lehigh, yeah, you know. It sucks, you know, he came up for this one game just to kind of get blown up a little bit, put in a bad spot.
Yeah, I mean the hits were there, 11 hits, 6 runs. Donnie had a home run as well too, but other than for that brief moment in the fifth, this really wasn't close at all for anybody that was watching it, and you can always question what move should have been made going into the bottom of the fifth, obviously, especially if you know you have that lead there and whatnot, because it is a fresh inning and everything. So it is what it is.
What bothers me the most, I'm sorry, I'm going to rant a little bit
Go
about that
ahead,
game with
do it.
Mats.
I'll probably pile on.
Got to pile on. Well, after the fact, they say, well, Mats has had this back issue. And he tells us this after the game, after he gets blown up. And like, you're sending mixed messages here to the fan base because like, Wynn's got a back thing. So he sits twice a week, even though he's our second best hitter. But Mats has a back thing, of course, after he gets blown up. But he's still good enough to pitch to start. I don't get it.
I don't get it either, and
And I
not
think it's maybe
remotely.
like one of those phantom like fake injury type things. They can't, because was three out of his last four starts, he couldn't even get through the fifth. Like this going into the season, this was our number three, and then like Lynn Gibson were our four and five. And he's not even giving us innings. So it
No.
becomes a thing like where he's not giving us innings. Like we have Robursa in AAA, who's major league ready. He's pitching six, seven innings, throwing almost 100 pitches. Like, at least give one of these young guys a shot. Then, like, because if Mats is going to go out there and not, he's going to give up runs and not get innings. I mean, what's the worst that can happen?
Yeah.
Right. So.
And I mean, like they said, he's set to go on an MRI today. So, I think it's today.
Yeah,
Yeah.
it's today. Yep.
He's set to get it done today, but I mean, they're saying that this began after his April 23rd start, so you know, he
So, yeah.
already had this going into the game. I don't know why you throw him out there like that. And
Especially on a double header too, right? Where your bullpen is going to be more taxed. Innings are at a premium too, especially in a double header. So like, if you get a starter who could pitch a lot of innings for you, like especially during the double header, you need that. So like, you put the whole team and the rest of the series in a bad spot, knowing that he had a back issue.
Yeah, I don't get it. This
Voting.
isn't the COVID protocol, 14 inning doubleheader games. This is 18 innings
Yeah, so.
you're playing in. If you're only going to get three from one in your second game,
Yeah,
you're
you're
fucking
hosed.
setting yourself up for defeat there.
And the offense actually, like, this is, of course, the one game the offense kind of shows up and the bullpen lets us down, which is a figure. But, like, I don't put this game on the offense or the bullpen. It's on Mats. And like you said,
It
baseball's
really
funny
is.
like that. Like, he was the worst pitcher out there, except maybe Gallegos. But Lehigh is the one that gets the loss. It's almost like the closer comes in and blows the save, and then the offense hits the walk-off on the bottom, and they get a win for blowing the save. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah. One thing I don't want to overlook before we move on to the next game, Goldie 4 for 5. His average is up to 236 now. I think it was just a few weeks ago that we were like, if he's going to turn it on, it's got to be now.
It has to
When
be.
we were looking at his 2022 comparison through the same time, and it's like, he's feeling it now. He's starting to get the hang of it again. He's getting his timing back. He's seeing the ball better. He's following through on those hits, and
It's been
I'm liking
encouraging
it.
too. Like, I'm sorry, keep going.
No, that was what I had to say. Go ahead.
I mean, to me, it's been encouraging also because he's hitting the ball hard and he's hitting for a little more power. He's gotten a couple doubles and a home run lately too. And it's funny, like, because this time last week, it's like, all right, Arenado's figuring out, and Goldie's like completely lost. And now I'm like concerned about Arenado again, and Goldie, I'm feeling a little bit better about. This, to me, like middle order bats, you got to hit for power. Like, you got to be able to drive the ball and hit the ball hard. And Goldie's been doing that to his credit. And he's like, I think he's hitting same as Burley, like close to 350 in like the last seven games or so. Arenado is not hitting the ball hard at all. He still only got one home run on the season. Like, these are the guys that we need to get going. Like, if we have a chance this year, they need to get going. And it is encouraging to see Goldie kind of coming around. So let's get that going with Nato, and I'll feel a lot better about the offense as a whole if those two guys are both clicking.
You couldn't have said it better myself, man. You hit it all on the head. Like it's baseball is one of those tricky games where you got to be having multiple guys going usually, and it's got to happen soon because, you know, You can't really be dropping many more series with where.
Yeah, and we're three games under right now. We had a chance to get to 500 in game two of the doubleheader, and Mets shit the bed. It sucks.
Yeah. But moving on to the lovely game three, we had Miles going up against Maeda, and suddenly that offense is pretty much non-existent again. They got to Miles pretty early. By the second and third, they had already put up three runs on us. We've now moved to the least amount of home runs in the entire league.
I think it's funny
Even
too, because
with
I think it was
Willie's
a
home
Tommy
run that
Pham home
game.
run by the White Sox that passed us. So it's funny.
Yeah, it's crazy. But yeah, I mean, nothing was working really for us this game other than the bullpen coming in and doing their job again. Lippy with another solid inning of work. JoJo coming in, just letting in one run during his inning. I mean,
Yeah, and it was a sac fly run too. It's
technically Miles got a quality start. Six innings, three earned. But again, no offense support. So if you asked me at the beginning of this year if I thought we could consistently score at least three runs a game, I would have told you absolutely. I thought the issue was going to be our arms letting up, our starters specifically letting up three or more runs every game. That was going to give us the issue, and that it just really hasn't been the case. It's been the exact opposite. Our starters have been, for the most part, holding teams to under three, if not three runs, and we've only been scoring one, two. I think you pointed to it a couple
Notably.
weeks back or a week ago. We haven't won a game by more than four runs yet.
All season still.
Yep. Still a trend that's.
31 games in. We haven't had, like, and that's part of the reason that, like, Helsley's, like, tied for the lead in saves, too, is because everything is, and when we win, it's close. And sometimes when we lose, it's not. So you'd like to be on the other end of that sometimes.
It's a recipe for disaster as the season goes on. Ultimately.
And it's funny too that you're talking about the offense, like, and I've talked about it a lot. If you're a regular and you watch our pod, thanks. Like and subscribe and send this out to all your friends for the Cardinals fans. It's hard to see sometimes, but like, there it is. Focus. Offense circled. Question mark. Where is it? Like you mentioned, we are last in home runs, in all of baseball, not just the NL. Last in home runs, 28th in OPS, 26th in runs. 27th in RBIs, 26th in hits, 27th in slug. We're last in home run, and this is a fun one, in at bats per home runs. It takes us nearly 50 at bats to hit a home run. And when you look at the team, and you got Arenado and Goldschmidt and Contreras and Gorman, you're like, how is this an issue? Like, for the whole team.
Yeah.
I mean, and we've talked about this. I'll touch on it a little bit now, but because this is a whole nother video, but like, do we need to see some sort of change in like the dugout or like in the coaching staff or something to kind of wake these guys up to like send the message? This is totally unacceptable. I mean, we're putting everything, and to Miles' credit, and I've been hard on Miles, and I'm sorry I kind of flipped back and forth really fast. It's just how my brain works. He did give us six innings. He gave it three in the first three to put us behind, but after that, he bared down and he did what he's supposed to do. He gave us a quality start. Three runs should not be the end of the game, but the way this offense is going now, you're down three and you feel like it's over. It's bad. Something needs to change. Something needs to happen to get these guys like on the right track. And I don't know what that is. Hopefully they figure it out soon. But yeah, we've scored three runs or less in 19 of 31 games. That's insane. We've lost seven games while allowing four runs or less as a staff. That's if you just flip that. If we win five of those, we're in first place.
Yeah.
It's this whole season right now is totally on the offense. The pitching has done their part. If the offense is even average to this point, we're in first place. So they need to figure it out.
Agreed. And it's got to come soon. And that leads us into the upcoming White Sox series, because if there's ever a time where it needs to happen, it has to be this one. And I know in the community, somebody was actually asking earlier today, like, do we need to see a sweep here? And yes, you would love to see a sweep. I just want to see the offense be consistent this series and at least take again two of three, because White Sox are coming off of a sweep themselves. They are still a
They
professional
swept the
club.
Rays. How about that?
Like, sometimes everybody forgets, like, the parity in baseball is hilarious. If you're hot at the right time, you can beat anybody, any one of these teams. These are
Yeah, look
all.
at those six Cardinals. This was the 83 win team,
Yeah. I
right?
mean, this is one of those sports where, like, if you underestimate anybody for a second, like, you're toast. Any pitcher that's in the major leagues can literally throw a gem. That's how they got to the majors. They've had at least, one or two gem games along the way, right? As somebody who loves prospects, like,
Yeah, no, for sure. And
you're
like,
not getting
especially in that team.
blasted the entire time and then getting to the majors and being a starter. You've at least
Unless
had.
you're Kyle Lehigh, who he was just the 26th man, as poor guy was hung out to dry.
But I mean, yeah, so it's just one of those things, like, you got to see it happen with these upcoming games. And so kicking off this weekend on Friday, we have Sonny on the mound to start. Thank goodness, that should be a great start. Then on Saturday, we have Lynn, and finishing that up is TBD on Sunday, which obviously we'll see if they keep Gibby in that spot or who they call up if Mats is down still and whatnot. But gonna be interesting to see who closes out that third and final game. I mean, anything you want to see from this weekend?
Just like we've been talking about this whole time, is the offense, right? Like, obviously, would love to sweep, win the series first and foremost. And I think this is a big series to kind of see where we actually really are as a team. If we lose the series to the White Sox, which, knock on wood, you hope we don't, I expect some sort of consequence, whether that be just like firing a hitting coach or like something. Yeah.
There has to be, right?
Right.
There
White
has
Sox are
to
his.
be.
They're historically bad right now, the White Sox are. So you can't lose to them, right? You can't, right? That's
Not
where
with the
we're at.
position we're in. If you're like, you can get away with it if you're a hot team like the Braves, if you're a hot team,
Yeah, and fluky stuff happens, right? But you're
but
right. So like we're 3 years
despite what
under.
people think with the extension, Ollie is still technically on the hot seat. The extension was just so that way he didn't have to do every move with, like, oh, am I getting fired? But you can fire a guy at any time, even after you give him an extension. So he is not safe by any means. Obviously, first head that's going to roll would be Turner. But,
Maybe. I mean, we've been surprised by this organization before, so you have
I'm not saying they won't do nothing, because they might, but if there is going to be a head to roll, it's too early for trades. Nobody's available right now. There's
Yeah.
nothing
Oh,
you
no.
can
And I
do.
wasn't saying trades. I expect, like, if we lose a series, and like I said, I hope we don't, and you hope it doesn't come to that. You never root for people to lose their livelihood, right? But
No, nor do you root for
if
your
it,
team to lose. Like, that's the
yeah,
last.
well,
I do not like Ollie, but I like my Cardinals more than I don't like Ollie. I want them to win. That is the most
yeah, and
important
losing
thing.
is not a recipe for a better draft pick anyway, because we should have been the number two pick. And since it's a lottery, now we ended up with the seven, the Reds got the two, and that still drives me nuts. But just,
We can talk about the ringings of drafts later. You're telling me both Ohio teams just naturally got.
right? Yeah, the Reds and Nelly De La Cruz, you know, MLB loves to like everything he does is, hey, buddy. Yeah, he's ready to go though, so we should probably wrap this up.
Well, that is actually our time for the night. So we will let you get going. Thank you all for joining us once again for another recap. Hopefully, we will be coming back to you for some great stuff later. If you haven't had a chance to check it out, go check out Kyle's prospect video with our special guest, Kyle Reese. Great video, real in-depth, lots of highlights if you're want to get to know our prospects or learn more about them. And
Yeah,
yeah,
probably
we
one of the
will
better
see.
guys in Cards Nation to hear about prospects. He does nothing but watch minor league games all day.
Really
So,
knows his stuff. Very informative. And yeah, just great guy to chat with too. So we'll see you all next time. Have a great weekend and take care, Cards fans.